org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. A high-ranking state senator says Illinois Senate President Emil Jones plans to retire this fall. Senator Ricky Hendon tells the Associated Press Jones has told him he'll step down after November's legislative veto session. Hendon says Jones isn't retiring because of health problems. He says Jones has spent more than 30 years in the Illinois legislature, is about to turn 73, and is ready to move on. Hendon is one of Jones' top deputies. The Chicago Democrat says he is interested in replacing Jones as Senate president. Jones has run the Illinois Senate since 2003. He's been a strong supporter of Governor Rod Blagojevich amid the feuding and gridlock in Springfield. The Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times both report Jones plans an official announcement as early as today. Hospitals wanting to expand might have to prove they're doing enough to treat the poor and uninsured in Illinois. Sean Crawford has this.
Known as the Certificate of Need process, hospitals wanting to expand services or their facilities need state approval. But Lisa Madigan, Illinois' Attorney General, says she wants to add another requirement to getting the okay. Madigan has been critical of hospitals for the amount of charity care they provide, saying it needs to be higher.
What we're looking at, though, is still making sure that hospitals are living up to their responsibility to provide charity care in exchange for not having to pay taxes.
Many hospitals are required to report how they give back to the community in exchange for tax breaks. Charity care is one of those ways. Madigan has sparred with the hospitals, unsuccessfully trying to get a specific percentage of overall treatment to be charity. The Illinois Hospital Association says charity care has increased over the past 3 years. I'm Sean Crawford.
A zoning proposal in Urbana would bar new apartment buildings in a neighborhood just east of downtown. The neighborhood around Victory Park is zoned to allow multifamily housing, but few apartment buildings have been built there, and Community Development Director Libby Tyler says they want to keep things that way. She says limiting housing in the area to single-family homes and duplexes will help keep the neighborhood stable.
By fixing the zoning to match the use, we believe that we can improve the neighborhood and stabilize it so that people are more willing to invest in it as a single-family neighborhood. They won't be worried about a higher development maybe impacting the quality of life.
But Alex Ruggieri of Ramshaw Real Estate says the idea is misguided. Ruggieri owns a home in the affected area. He says it'll be healthier for the neighborhood in the long run if apartment buildings continue to be allowed.
When they say you have to do this in this area and they take property rights away from property owners, there is an economic cost and there is an effect that I would call a negative side effect to what is otherwise probably, you know, some good intentions.
The rezoning proposal has the backing of Urbana City staff and the historic East Urbana Neighborhood Association. The city's plan commission begins discussing the proposal at its meeting this Thursday night. The city council will have the final word. Jury selection scheduled to start later today in the trial of a man accused of killing his ex-wife and reporting her as missing. Searchers found the body of Naomi Arnett last fall in a shallow grave near her hometown of Sadorus in Champaign County, about 4 months after she was last seen alive. Prosecutors say evidence points to her ex-husband, Robert Arnett, as the killer, though they have not publicly released the suspected cause of Naomi Arnett's death. A discrimination lawsuit against a suburban Chicago school district could now affect thousands more families. As Mike Ree reports, a federal judge has granted class action status to the case against Elgin Unit School District 46.
Several families originally filed the complaint in 2005. They alleged District U46's policies forced Latino and black students into overcrowded schools that take longer to get to by bus. They also say the district fails to provide adequate English language instruction to these students. Carol Ashley is an attorney for the plaintiffs.
Instead of this case being about five families and their children, you're talking about 17,000 students. Now, this case is also about them.
An attorney for District U46 says the defense is reviewing the judge's ruling. The district maintains the plaintiff's claims have no merit. I'm Mike Reed.
Officials with the Indiana State Fair say this year's event recorded the fourth highest attendance ever at the fair. Spokesman Andy Klotz says a total of more than 859,000 people attended the fair, which ended its 12-day run on Sunday. The record was set in 2004 when more than 900,000 people attended. Klotz says mild weather helped bring people out this year to see a mix of new and traditional offerings. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35, and we go to the weather office and meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
Not much to say about the weather. It's actually getting a little dry. I got to do some watering. The grass isn't growing, and after all this rain we've had this year, I'm saying we need a little bit more rain.
Yeah, we do need rain, and it's not coming. Not soon, at least. The next several days are going to be dry. So for those that chose this week to be a vacation week, I won't mention any names, Mike Sola. You picked a good week to take off, and he's going to probably get a lot done around the house this week and enjoy a few last days with his kids before they go back to school later this week.
Yeah, it's a good last week of freedom for kids, many kids, those who aren't in school already.
Yeah, many go back later this week, and actually Parkland College starts today. By the way, the U of I starts a week from today, and for the first time in a long time, Monday.